with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So
welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Jethro Country with a Twist Studios, our new home.
Jethro FM, that is.
That's right. We're so glad to be here. Conrad is our new producer. He is a radio legend and has agreed to drag us along and try to
make radio guys out of us.
Right, yeah. I think he's got his work cut out for him, that's for sure. But anyway, we're pleased to be here, and we're glad you're listening. And if this is one of the first times you've ever heard us, just be patient. It'll get better.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what, Job?
What's that?
I don't think we've ever done a show where it felt so right as it does here.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
It's not only because of the studio, but we're sitting with Conrad.
Right.
And he's such a cool breeze. And, I mean, he's got such a history in radio. We're like Jon Snow. We know nothing.
Right.
Right? This guy's been around for the radio business since Greg Moshary.
Right.
So he went to college with Greg Moshary.
Wow. Did they have college back then, or was it just 13th grade?
They parked their horses right next to each other.
Yeah. Tied them up, got off, said, my turn or your turn
to
scoop.
So anyway, we do love being here at Jethro, and we're happy that everybody listens. And sorry for babbling on, waxing about this poetically. Wild turkey on the grill.
Fall,
you
can grab a permit. I drink
wild turkey even if I'm not at the grill.
That's right. Yeah, mine comes in a glass, not on feet. But anyway, you know, this is the season. There's the fall turkey season. Bob and I are both hunters. Bob probably a little more avid than I am.
Poachers.
But I am no poach. That just means he cooks it underwater. That's what he's poaching. DNR, stay home. We hasn't poached a thing.
They don't know where I live.
But anyway, the wild turkey. If you get one of those. I'm saying breast it out, and the rest is kind of just like not worth it. They spend a lot of time running around. The butter ball that you
It still has a back.
I understand, but there's no meat on a turkey
thighs.
Back.
You don't need to eat the drumsticks.
I understand.
It's got some strong thighs.
Right,
dude.
Exactly. They're strong.
So pluck it and spatchcock that baby and throw it on the grill and do it upright. Don't be stripping it.
Okay, so then if you're going to do that, you got to tell them what spatchcocking is, because this audience might not know.
Well, first I want to know how you get the feathers off.
Right? Well, I put it in not boiling, but very hot water.
Ding, ding, ding.
And it loosens them up,
yep.
And then you can pull them off. It's a mess. It's an absolute
mess.
Could
you use your air compressor like you did with the grill?
No, that's just cleaning the grill.
Or a sandblaster?
But where I'm going is that hot water loosens up all the feathers, and you can pull them out. It's a mess. But why bother with that? The reason is that you want the skin on the turkey, because it's going to seal in the moisture. That wild turkey does not have a lot of fat like your butter ball does. So
here's what you do is you take some little pads of butter and you slide it up in under the skin.
Yes, sir.
And you season both sides and you spatchcock it, which means you cut the backbone out so you make it just like a politician.
Right.
And you put it on your grill, no spine.
Mm-hmm. With the open cavity down to start.
And your butter up under the skin, up on top. It melts through it. You can throw a little bacon on it. You can do whatever you want.
But what you're doing is you're adding moisture to the bird when you're cooking it with the butter or the bacon.
And what temperature do we bring that to if it's turkey?
An internal. I'm going to go to 170, 175.
Except
what?
It's a wild turkey.
Right. So it doesn't
have to go that high.
But
no. Doesn't have all the crap that the factory turkeys have.
Right.
You can bring that baby up to whatever you want.
Right.
I would do 145, 150. You're good.
Yep. I just don't like cutting it away from the bone and having it be bloody.
It's going to be.
Yeah. It's going to be. Yeah. It won't be. It's going to be. Yeah, I heard you.
It's wild turkey. It's going to be a little redder.
Right.
Just,
yes.
You do goose.
Right.
What do you bring your goose up to?
The trash can.
No. What do you?
I don't really like goose that well.
Come on.
But
you've shot more goose than I have.
And you've never shot one. No, I'm kidding. But,
no, I haven't.
But it's. I'm not a goose guy.
You shot one.
I've shot more than one, but I've tried multiple times to make it taste like something. And the best thing I've ever done with a goose is made stroganoff out of it.
Well, you dated one once.
Yeah, but it's a. It's one of those things where there's a lot better things to eat in the world than a goose. in my opinion. Turkey's good. Goose, not so much. Really dark, strong flavored meat. Not my gig. But it is fall. We got duck season. We got goose season.
See, I got a guy
season.
I work with. His name is John Rich.
Yeah.
He used to own Great Lakes Planks. Remember those cedar planks that we used to buy?
Mm-hmm.
John Rich, he was on our show. And John would tell you that goose is really tasty.
Well, then John knows how to cook it because I can't figure
it out.
I
bet he does. And you know what he likes to do?
What?
Sous vide.
Yeah, well, there you are. That's almost...
That's his girlfriend's name.
That's almost like poaching, right? Yeah, right. She's an Italian girl, right? But anyway, so enough of this nonsense. Let's talk a little bit about...
No, I like the nonsense. Keep it up.
You've got a bourbon grilled chop or chicken. So go with chicken because we've covered a few chop recipes.
Yeah. This bourbon recipe is really simple. Okay, what you're going to do is marinate... I'm going to probably say... To be safe and to be totally hip, you're going to go with skinless, boneless, or bone-in chicken thighs.
Right.
We love grilling chicken thighs. They're forgiving. And when we grill...
And it's the best tasting part of the chicken.
Sometimes we have friends over. Sometimes we're in, you know, having fun and not paying attention, you know, being stupid, watching the kids, playing volleyball, all that stuff. I got a party tomorrow. We'll be doing all that at my house. Cup of bourbon... Cup of brown sugar, a cup of Old World Olive Company's garlic EVO,
ooh,
and one cup of cheap yellow mustard, and a half a cup of Worcestershire. This calls for a cup, but it's too much. Trust me. Don't do it.
So you got equal parts of bourbon, brown sugar, garlic oil, regular yellow mustard, and a half a cup of Worcestershire.
Easy for you to say.
Not really.
Yep. So that's all you need.
Blend it together.
Blend it together. Throw that yard bird in there for 12 hours.
Okay.
Minimum, if they're thighs.
All right.
If they're breasts, you can get by with six.
And because this is a marinade, you can get the cheapest bourbon on the shelf.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to waste your good
Heavenly
stuff on
Hill.
This. Right. Something.
Yep.
Whatever you want.
Whatever your cheap brother-in-law leaves at your house. That's my rule.
Well, at least your brother-in-law brings it. Right? I got one so cheap he doesn't bring anything. He's like, what you got to drink when he walks in the door? Right?
We all have one of those.
Right, yeah.
We call him Bruce.
Right. So anyway, you're marinating this for 12 hours. You're going to pull it out. Do you rinse it off?
No.
Right, exactly.
Heavenly.
Right.
Heavenly,
and so if you have that marinade, do not be tempted to make a dipping sauce out of it. It had raw chicken in it. That's not what you want to put on your cooked food. If you thought this would be a good dipping sauce, then make another batch of it or reserve part of the batch that you made.
Don't be Bruce.
Right. And keep all marinades on chicken and poultry of any kind. Do not reuse it. It goes in the trash once you pull the chicken out to put it on the grill. Beef, you can use some of the beef marinade if you wanted to. It's not the same, but the poultry is not good, but neither one are really good. Make a separate batch or reserve part of the batch that you make and don't use it for the marinade of the meat and just use it for the sauce.
That's right. Char-grilled vegetable salad.
Ooh.
This is a cool thing that you can do this time of year. I mean, the supermarkets are getting bare. By the way, did I mention stock up right now? Because I was just at the supermarket. It's everything I predicted. So those of you naysayers out there that say, nah, we're not going to have shortages. We're going to have shortages. Everybody's warning us. Pay attention. But where you won't get a shortage is at your local vegetable stand.
Right.
That guy doesn't
Great
even
time
know.
Of year this time of year.
That guy doesn't even know that the globalists are trying to take over the world.
Right.
He's just there as his little farm. And
growing
if
farm.
You can get potatoes, I just heard this, there's a huge potato shortage. If your local farmer has potatoes, get them.
Hoard them downstairs. Keep them downstairs in a dark room. They won't sprout.
Buy another refrigerator.
You can have them all winter long, man. And they work good. Any of those root vegetables like that, just keep them in a cool, dark place.
Yep.
And they'll be wonderful the whole year.
Bring them
long.
To the show. It's a cool, dark place.
Right.
Anyway, grilled vegetable salad, onion slices, peppers, mushrooms. You cut them thick. You put a little bit of Old World Olive Company. Butter EVO on them.
Okay.
I think it'd be really nice. And then little crushed pepper and salt.
Right.
Bang. Throw them on the grill. Get some nice grill marks. Get them halfway cooked. And then just throw them all in a bowl.
tip there is to use a grilling basket if you have one.
Yes, if you have one.
Because then they won't fall through the grates down into the...
If you don't have one, go to...
Tinfoil.
Garrett's Ding Dong.
I go to Tinfoil.
Yes, we are sponsored by Tinfoil.
No.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys. TheGrillingGuys.com is where you can find us. You can get the podcast there. You can get all of our old recipes. We're a 12-year-old show. We've been around for a while. You can tell we're geezers, but it's TheGrillingGuys.com. Pardon. So happy you joined us. Produced by Conrad and Jop.
All right, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll be back next week, so tune in. Thanks for listening.